This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Infinitive Stone Ventures. They trade up on the CSE under the ticker symbol GEMS. Down here in the States, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GEMSF. And with us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed. He's been doing a lot of palm pressing, making things happen for this company, is Zane Kallian. Zane, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Everett. I'm very happy to be here.
Before we get started with the Q&A, if you would, just give my listeners a little bit of an about statement of who you guys are.
Yeah, so really what we've built with Infinity Stone Ventures is a diversified investment platform for investing in battery metals exploration. We really kind of wanted to bring a platform that appeals to maybe a little bit of a younger audience. You have a lot of people that probably made a lot of money in crypto and maybe a lot of money in crypto this year too, but also made a lot of money in meme stocks and kind of were introduced to the market kind of in the pandemic. And coming out of that, I think we're obviously in a pretty solid bear market at the moment. But at the same time, I think in a recessionary environment, you definitely see see commodities really succeed. And you might have a whole generation of investors that really have never actually invested in mining or junior mining or exploration for that matter. So what we wanted to kind of build with the company when we kind of set out on this course at the beginning of this year was to build a really great portfolio of greenfield and maybe brownfield, just a little bit beyond greenfield exploration assets that really present a great opportunity for investors with potential upside. And battery metals are probably one of the best performing risk assets in the past year. And we believe that going into 2023, they'll continue to see a lot of upside. And we just wanted to really give investors an opportunity to get exposure to that space with a great portfolio.
Well, if you would, maybe share with us your roadmap to the shift to hard assets for risk investing and why GEMS is an investment platform in the battery metal space.
Yeah, so we kind of set out in March of this year, and we very quickly built a portfolio of assets, lithium kind of being the gem, for lack of a better word, or the gem in the crown, or the main asset that's seen a lot of upside. And you see lots of lithium stocks have done very, very well. This kind of EV revolution has really kind of pushed it. But beyond kind of the evidence in the market, and you see all this kind of hype around EVs and Tesla, et cetera. Really where the value's been driven is investment from government and investment from private sector. So the governments have created a really great investment environment for the battery metals sector because they're really trying to bring those supply chains home to North America. So what GEMS has really been able to do is capitalize on that. We've been able to get great access to government incentives in Canada. We're actively looking at getting grants from the government as well. And that just really presents a great opportunity for investors, right? Like you're investing in a sector that is probably one of the only sectors today that's actually seeing government spending being infused into it. Everything else is rates increasing and government cutting spending, and you're not seeing stimulus in any other sector except battery metals. So it's really a great spot to be, and we think that investors are going to see a lot of potential upside with the projects that we're working on. And Canada is a great environment to work in. Quebec and Ontario are great provinces to operate in. I think Quebec is number 6 in the world in terms of mining jurisdictions as rated by the Fraser Institute. Ontario is number 11. Great place to operate, very cheap to drill and to do exploration, and we're going to continue to capitalize on that. And we've been very active in terms of exploration over the past, call it, 12 weeks. We've been doing drilling across 2 of our properties, been flying geophysics as late as yesterday. We just wrapped up a geophysics program. And, moving into the new year, we're going to continue that aggressive development of these projects. And I think the thing for us is it's created a lot of news flow as well. We have lots of catalysts for growth. You can look at the news that we put out over the past, call it, 6 months. It's just been right. Very consistent. We're always updating investors always doing, getting actual work done on the ground, and it's been great.
Let's talk about that. You know, recently you did put out news. You drilled 4 holes at the Rockstone Graphite Project. That being said, why graphite? I think you said this is the next lithium.
Exactly. Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of see graphite is positioned for this next run, and I think that's where the upside is going to be. I think lithium's seen a great year, but there's more graphite in the lithium ion battery than there is lithium. And similar to kind of the run that happened in 2010, 2011, you saw this kind of big push in lithium in 2011 to 2013. And coming out of that, graphite was the next asset that really saw potential upside. So I think we're in this environment where graphite's going to be positioned for a lot of, the market's tightening, supply is consolidating. And people are looking for supply chain of graphite in North America, and I think we're in the right spot for that.
You guys have a couple projects. Recently, you just acquired one, I think. You acquired the Shorty West project. I think that came with around 410 hectares. Then you got the Buda Lithium project. All that being said, what do you think the catalyst is going to be for your company going forward in 2023?
Yeah, I think further developing the graphite is going to be, there's going to be a lot of potential upside there. I think that's where we're very focused. It's a very high grade results to date, and I think we're very hopeful on the assays that we have in the lab right now from the last drill program. So I think the graphite project is, Rockstone is really where we see a lot of great catalysts. Beyond that, Buda, we have lots of great hopes for Buda in terms of lithium development. The Camaro Hellcat has been very, very good as well, and it's located next to Patriot Battery Metals, which is probably one of the biggest lithium discoveries in Canada, one of the biggest hard rock lithium discoveries of 2022, for sure. We're going to continue to build those assets out. There'll be lots of catalysts, lots of news coming out of those. And then continuing beyond that, I think really what we've built with GEMS is a project generator. So the idea is that we're going to kind of start to spin these assets out into their own vehicles, or joint venture them with other public companies, which really gives investors a lot of diversified exposure. So depending on the asset, maybe there'll be an opportunity where we'll be able to vend these projects out and dividend out shares in the new projects to our shareholders. And then beyond that, we're already starting to look at new assets that we can kind of bring into the company as well. And that's all in the pipeline.
What are you guys mostly proud of that you guys accomplished in 2022?
Yeah, I think just the building a really great portfolio of assets very, very quickly is probably one of the biggest accomplishments that we have this year. And then beyond that, being able to have executed on what we set out to do in terms of drilling on Rockstone and Buda, and also put money into the ground across a number of other projects as well, the Zen Warbury Copper Cobalt Nickel Project, Gold, and then the Camaro Hellcat, and being able to get boots on the ground very quickly after we acquired that land in September, and being able to get boots on the ground up there and run an exploration program. I think it's all been, we've moved very quickly, and I think we're very proud of that.
I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I think, as I said, just really keep an eye on the company going into 2023. I think we have a lot of great things in the pipeline. We really do think that we're a well-positioned platform for investment in the battery metal space. You're not investing in one asset, you're investing in 7, and that's going to continue to grow, and then it'll shrink a little bit too, and we'll start spinning things out. And you really get a great diversified opportunity and exposure to the space with GEMS, and we think it's a great opportunity for investors.
Company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is Infinitive Stone Ventures. Look them up. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol GEMS. Down here in the States, they're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GEMSF. Zane, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'm not in. Let's do it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.